make trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit! So how about a Tuesday? Little June 3rd action 2014. Beautiful. Sunshiny skies. You know, I miss George Kale doing these Tiger games. Because George would come on for the Tigers. Everybody, it's George Kale, along with Al Kaline. Welcome into Tiger Stadium as the Detroit Tigers today take on the Toronto Blue Jays. Welcome in, everybody. Don't you miss George, Rob? I'm missing late George Kale. Beat out Ted Williams for a batting title. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Don't
go there with the Kel. Doesn't deserve to be, because he has no numbers. The only thing he ever did was beat out Ted Williams 1 year for a batting title. But if you start pulling that stunt, you'll get people calling. Don't be ripping George Kel and saying he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Cooperstown. Don't mind you. The video streaming minions are coming in to reposition cameras. EP has gotten here with pizza.
That chicken too? What is he doing with his arm?
Juniza continues, day number two. Is that me?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I see a bucket.
He looks like he's a pizza guy now.
He really does.
He's all into it. He missed his calling.
EP, come on in here again. Show the people what you look like with holding your pizza. I'm sure the chicks would like to call up and probably say, hey, get that guy over to my house.
He'd make some money.
Yeah. Here comes EP. Check him out, man. Hello, ladies. Look who's here.
Turn into right there, one. Right there.
Well, actually, mine might be easier. Come behind me.
Look at him.
Make me look good. What do we got here? I see this. So this is Augie's.
And look at the menu. Very nice.
Augie's Bar and Grill on John R. and Madison Heights. 31660, John R.
Look at that.
Madison Heights, Michigan.
Oh.
Don't even do it yet. Don't even start looking, dude.
I'm looking.
We're recovered from last night, so we're ready to eat pizza again tonight. Oh, those look spectacular. He's going to take some pictures that you can see on our Facebook page, the Parker and the Man Facebook. Now, remember what I told you about the wide shots.
Mark, would you stop? He's so...
Yes, exactly. Right to here. Yesterday, there was a little controversy.
Why? Because you could see what?
My feet. And I told the guys, all I said to them was...
Mark, look at it.
It's beautiful. I can see it when you opened it up.
All right.
All I told the guys was, nobody wants to see men's feet or shoes, ever. Now, women are different. That's a whole different deal. But men, I don't care if you're wearing the nicest shoes in the world. Nobody wants to see them. Men and women don't. So, of course, yesterday the picture was taken, and there I was. It was a little wide.
And somebody was like,
I had flip-flops.
Tell Mark to put his shoes back on.
Did you see that?
I saw the comment.
There's one comment there, but that doesn't compare to the comments I got on here from the people. I'm talking about your textages. I'm talking about your instant messages. I'm talking about your voicemails, even the ones I can read, because I can read my voicemail before I listen to it now. Got that little deal. I said, I don't care. It's summertime. I'm going for it. I'm good to go. So we'll be sampling Augie's Bar and Grill tonight. Oh, they sent a drink menu, too. Did they include the drinks with it? They should have. So here we are. The Tigers are playing the Jays, and I'm going to get over my, there's no George Kale. I'll tell you, though, between him and Ernie Harwell, those are two guys that I miss in this town. If you had to, like, rank guys you miss, not that you want to rank them in any particular order, but that would be two. And speaking of the Tigers tonight, There's a little dealio out there we're going to talk about tonight, that the Tigers' attendance at Comerica Park through the first 25 home dates is down by 10%. And at first look, you say, well, 10%. But let me tell you this about 10% drop in business. If it was the car companies that lost 10%, all hell would break loose.
Mark, I'm going to tell you something. You got a reason for it?
You know, I saw the thing about the weather in April. I mean, there's a thing with weather in April. I know you're rolling your eyes about it. I'm just throwing it out there. It was a terrible April here. We all know it. Even the start of May wasn't great. So I'm sure it had something to do with it. He's like landing planes in the other room. If you want to bring that in here, EP, you can, if that's what you're signaling to me for on Augies. I think that some of the ticket prices are a bit exorbitant now. They went up. I know that, being a guy who pays for tickets. I think the team got off to a good start. You think it's Prince? Think there's a little fielder fallout? A lot of people actually...
I'm glad you say it.
Came to see Prince Fielder play baseball?
This
He's an own attraction.
This team is not as exciting as the other team.
I mean, you still had Miggy and V-Mart from the start to get to see Ian Kinsler, although I don't think he moves the needle like Prince did when he first got here.
Small ball, bunting, Mark.
I think people in this town come to see the pitchers. I think people want to see a Verlander start or a Scherzer start.
I don't.
At least those two. I'm not so sure about Sanchez or Porcello, probably not much, but those two especially. They both won Cy Young Awards.
I don't think the team is as exciting. I really don't. People are talking about, oh, well, it's Red Wing hangover. I'm sorry. Stop. You actually have to win first, Mark, before you can have a hangover. You can't be telling me, oh, well, they're just waiting till the playoffs because they've won already. No. You got to actually, can you win a championship before you feel like you can stop going?
You were a lot further ahead than most on the championship level for the reason you would go to a Tiger game. I don't think that 99% of this town wouldn't go to a Tiger game because they haven't won a World Series yet.
I didn't say that. Oh, I'm saying I don't agree with that.
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
You're thinking that there are people who are, well, you said you don't think there's a hangover effect because they haven't won anything.
They haven't won anything.
But you know some people, I'm telling people think those ALCS is different than you do.
I get it. I don't know how you haven't won a championship since 1984. What are you celebrating? You got a parade
to
what?
To celebrate, I think it's a reason to go to a baseball game. No, but they're pretty good baseball.
How about that this team isn't that good? How about that? I'm serious. And what I mean by that is it's not the bombs. You know, everybody said it used to be a softball team. Mark, don't tell me those games weren't exciting to go to. They were. People were jacked. The Tigers hitting home runs.
Yeah, but Prince has only been here 2 years. And
even before that, there was Mags. Mark, this team, Craig Monroe used to hit home runs out late.
Had a couple of 20
down. I'll go down the line. There used to be a home
run. Brandon Inge at 27.
A home run hitting kind of team, yes or no?
All the way to Brandon Inge, man.
Okay, this team is not that.
You had 120 while he was
this
here.
This team is not that. And I'm wondering if 248-848-1130 is maybe you're not a fan of small ball. Maybe small ball might win, Mark, but is it something that you really want to go see? Are you I gotta get there? I think teams, what do you always say? Chicks love the long ball, and let me tell you something, so do dudes. They love the long ball.
Well, we saw that in the late 90s with the Sosa-McGuire thing. Nobody cared about steroids back then. They were all juiced up of some sort, as you know.
And what happened?
And baseball took off like a rocket shot.
Home runs!
After a terrible strike, 2 years.
And
94 and 95.
People couldn't get enough.
Yeah.
Couldn't get enough.
Disaster was looming for baseball 20 years ago, literally this, right around now, when we started talking in May of 94 about the strike, and some said, it'll never come back. If they go away, and then when Bud Selig canceled the World Series in 94, and they were going to do replacement baseball in 95. We had two spring trainings in 95, lest you forget. I had to cover both.
I went to Homestead.
Don't forget the people that came in. We'll talk more about this because we're getting close to an anniversary here. But the only reason given to have baseball back to where it was, and then some, was the home run chase. There was two things. Remember they said? The home run chase between Sosa and McGuire and Cal Ripken's streak. Those were the two things that supposedly saved the game.
Baseball's had its dark moments before. The game was going to bounce back eventually.
Baseball,
but,
hey, Rob, go. You know, Babe Ruth didn't play in the 50s.
I know, stop.
He played in the 20s.
They always talk about that, right. And you know what?
That's when the home run became a thing.
Exactly.
That player and that player alone is the reason why the home run got on the map.
248, 848, 1130. But, Mark, I really feel serious and about this. I don't think this team is as fun to watch. And I could be the Johnny.
If you're just
naysayer,
talking about fun, right?
Fun at the ballpark, bunting, stealing bases. That's okay and cool.
Oh, come on. Andrew Romine is a hell of a bunter.
Oh, yeah. Can't even get one down. You know, 10%. Look.
Andrew Romine lettuce.
Baseball, with the bad weather you're talking about, all over the East Coast, whatever, only down 1% in attendance.
Well, I got the numbers here.
Go look at the other leagues where the attendance are down big time.
I will tell you that the six teams with larger drops are all northern except your favorite city, which is way down too, Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah. Well, you know that.
The six teams with larger drops of the Tigers are Philadelphia, who has a 20.5% drop in attendance. But they're a crappy team. Larry Boa came out today. See what he said?
No,
he's not even their manager. It's Ryan Sandberg.
And he ripped them.
Well, this isn't big league baseball.
Wow.
That's what he said about the Phillies.
Wow.
And he's a coach for them. Toronto is second, 18.1, and they're having a nice season.
That's going to turn around because I think people were down after last year, and I don't know how you...
Well, it's only 9.8% have used the Canadian exchange
rate. Oh, stop. Game. Stop with that.
Plus, those kids stay in school till like August. Minnesota is third. The Twins are third at Target Field, outside stadium, of course, now. Cleveland Indians are fourth. Atlanta, Washington, at that beautiful Nationals Park. And then the Tigers. That's the top seven teams in drop of attendance in the 2014 season
so far. But total, there's only been a 1% drop across baseball. Now, that's pretty impressive when you talk about the other one. The Yankees got to be way up only because of Jeter's last year, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's
They're
got
up.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Well, because you have to have tickets, Mark. That might be your only two or three games a year you get to see him play.
Just to give them to you, right? For the facts of the case, the raw numbers last year at this time, through 25 dates, the Tigers had drawn 903,510 for an average of 36,140.
That's huge numbers. Are you kidding? April and May?
Through 25 this year, 809,146, almost 100,000.
That's a lot of people.
For an average of 32,365, which is still, to me, pretty good considering our weather for the first month.
All right, 248, 848, 1130.
Stopped a lot of walk-up sales.
What's the reason that you're not going? And you know what, Mark, you'd always talk about, I understand, disposable income, money, all that other stuff. But I'm telling you.
It's Michigan, baby.
This team is not as fun to watch as previous Tiger teams.
Greg, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Greg.
How you doing, brother? Rob, you might be right.
Greg, I'm serious. I'm not trying to be.
No, I know you're not, but you might be right because we were raised watching the Tigers. It was always three-run homers, like watching Baltimore, three-run homers, station-to-station baseball, decent pitching, and that's what people want to hear. You know, when you thought of the Tigers, you thought of a home run hitter, you know, Willie, Cash, Northrop, all those guys. And they're not used to this National League type of running over.
And this is what it is. It's National League Baseball, which I grew up with watching the Mets as a kid. But for American League team, I'm sorry. I don't get it. I'm not that. And you know what? If Victor didn't have this unbelievable mark first half or first 2 months, where would you be without Victor hitting? He matched his home run total already, right? He has like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
He's already matched it.
Because Mickey got off to a slow start, so he more or less carried us the first couple of months of the season.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people just don't like, you know, it might be. They just don't like just running over and
boring.
See the ball hit the seats.
Absolutely.
You know, they got the kind of baseball team the Tigers have always been. We're not a National League team. We're an American League team, you know.
I'm with you.
The ball out, you know, the three-run homer.
Greg, I'm with you. I'm telling you, that's the first thing that popped in my
head. Earl Weaver, my man. Earl Weaver, the three-run homer.
248. 848, 1130. Time for the official Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Hank Aaron. Time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
So we honor the 40th anniversary of Hank Aaron passing, speaking of Babe Ruth, with number 715. You also know that it's 715 in the greater Eastern time zone here in Metro Detroit and beyond. So there you go. All season long, the dulcet tones of Mr. Milo Hamilton for you.
Our telephone number is 248-848-1130. Mark, the Tigers and Blue Jays are underway. Austin Jackson dropped to seventh now. Remember where he's batting earlier this year? Like 315?
Well, guess where he's going to drop to next?
Guess where he is now? Batting 240.
Guess where he's going to drop to next?
Where?
Sitting on the bench.
You think so?
Yeah.
They can't be happy with a 240 batting average.
Sometimes it's got to happen. AJ's had a huge thing in this run over the last three, 4 years, and he's gotten a big pass for the strikeouts, for the long stretches where he hits nothing.
Remember during the playoffs, he was striking out almost every at-bat?
At the worst possible time, he's done that in the past, too. 248-848-1130.
What's up, KC? Hey, what's happening, boys?
What's happening?
Hey, you know, you wanted to know why there's a drop in attendance. It's simple. It's the ignition recall on the bandwagon.
Really? It's a GM thing?
Yeah. You can't get to the game if you can't get on the bus.
Yeah, that could be, too.
You know, and everybody's getting thrown under the bus. Thank you, Joe Nathan. Huh? But, no, guys, you know, the home run didn't save baseball in the sense that it was just the juiced-up players. It was the juiced-up balls. You know, Bud Selig had to have an edict saying, you know what, tighten up the laces on the balls, get them flying out of the park. You know, you got the Brady Andersons, you got, you know, all these guys hitting home runs. It wasn't all just the juice. It was
I agree with that, Casey.
We've always said that, and you know what, no one ever says. Every time I hear that, you know, I even hear, like, national guys talk about, well, you know why home runs are down now? Because they're off the. I said, dude, pitchers were on the juice, so why? And you know what?
And you always tell the pitcher thing.
KC,
yeah.
I'm going to name you 8 Hall of Fame pitchers who pitched in the steroid era. You want to go through them? Pedro Martinez. Can we go through the list?
You could.
So tell me. Everybody's telling me about the steroid era and all this. We got 8 Hall of Fame pitchers who pitched in that era. How is that possible?
How many of Hank Aaron's were clean? You know, the whole house article and everything.
Right.
So it's been around, but I'm saying Bud Selig, he knew he had a race with the, you know, to the needle with Sosa and McGuire, but he was going to help it out with the balls. You know, who knows if those balls were just a year old and, you know, in humidifiers and they weren't flying out a lot easier.
No, Buster, baseball has stopped. KC, Buster's up there on the board. KC, baseball has stopped telling you about, they used to tell you how tight the ball was wound.
Where was it made in Cuba?
Haiti originally.
Haiti, I'm sorry, right.
I don't think Haiti makes the baseballs anymore.
I don't even know anymore. Remember, but there used to be years when the laces were a little tighter.
But after the thing, I don't know if Haiti does that anymore.
Right, I don't know. You're right. What, after the storm?
Yeah. I think that, I don't know if that was the time it went bye-bye, but I think they're being made elsewhere.
I'm not sure.
There might still be some being made in Haiti. But they didn't have control of that. I don't know who did, but there were people that would tell you that there was a time when you could make the baseball tighter or you could make it a little bit looser.
Yeah, you have to look at the baseball configuration of the ballparks. You know, Comerica Park is an anomaly. You know, they moved the fences at, what, 3 times already? You know, that was built old style.
And you know what, Casey? Nobody ever talks about that, and you're absolutely right. Mark, what ballpark did it start with when all the stadiums changed?
Camden Yards?
Camden Yards. And what is that? What are people? It's a bandbox. So, Mark, not only that, but the stadiums all got smaller. Nobody got bigger. This was the biggest ballpark in the country. And what'd they do?
Do you know who has the longest lines in baseball?
No.
Did for leaves. I don't know about the new parks. Wrigley Field. 355, 354.
Wow.
Longest lines in the game. People never realized that it was Wrigley that had those for years.
And what's the Yankees? 311?
Yeah, you know Barry better than I
do. Right, something like that. It's 309 or 311 down the right field. That right, and the same thing, the pesky pole and Fenway.
Right.
That can't be more than 300.
Well,
what is
people
that?
Used to say Wrigley was a great place to hit homers. It is on when the wind's blowing out. Right. When the wind's blowing in, forget it. You ain't hitting one there.
All right, let's. What do you want to do?
Yeah, let's take Buster. I mentioned his name. Let's talk to him. What's up, Buster?
Oh, hey, boys. How are you?
Doing great.
Yeah, well, Well, of course, one of the reasons attendance is down because of the cold weather, but it'll be right back up now that it's getting warm, and there'll be a lot more of us lads at the park looking at those Butts and Babes up there bopping around, you know, around the concourse.
Well, they were 3% down in May. April was terrible. It was like 15%, and it's like 3% in May, so June will be a big month for the Tigers and ticket sales.
Yeah, well, and another thing, too, I don't think it's so much that they're hitting that many fewer homers because of the small ball. I just think it's like mostly the weather. My great nephews get out of school here. They're in high school here. They're both 16. They get out in 2 weeks. But anyway,
it's not August.
June 19th
in Windsor.
Yeah, June 19th.
Might as well be August at that time. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Well, anyway, I guess maybe they wanted to take a sort of a wait-and-see approach, whether Osmus is going to be that much different than Leland in his approach to baseball. But I think that as long as it's fairly obvious that they're going to be in the, barring injuries to the pitching staff, of course, that they're going to be in the postseason.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm glad that you just think it's...
Sorry, Rob.
No, I'm saying I'm glad that everybody thinks it's a foregone conclusion. You keep playing ball. You keep playing ball the way that they've played for this extended period of time. You're kidding yourselves. I mean, I don't know why everybody just thinks, you know what? It happened to the Red Sox when they started 2-10 mark. They never recovered, and they wiped out everybody there. Bobby Valentine and the whole gang. Everybody kept saying, go back and look at that team. They had plenty of players. Who'd they ship off? Crawford, right? Gonzalez at first. They're a hell of a team, and they did not win. They finished in last place.
But the Tigers didn't start 2-10, Rob. They've just been playing this badly the last 2 weeks. And frankly, I mean, Bobby Valentine is a...
All I'm telling you is the longer it goes on, the more it becomes what you are and not... You keep saying it 2 weeks, right? They're actually... Yeah. It's not 2 weeks. They're 10-10 in their last 20. That's 3 weeks of subpar baseball. It's 3 weeks.
That's where 27-12, don't forget.
Well, it's been a bad, rough stretch. That's all I'm saying, Buster. I hear you. Should they make the playoffs, I have them as a wild card. But I never thought that they would play this poorly. How about that?
Let's start this sucker. Boy, we're already well into it. Come on, we got pizza to eat, too, because it's Juniza here on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Hi, my name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who is ready for the WKRP in Cincinnati live stream reunion tomorrow night. Uh-huh. He's got his Herb Tarlick fanny pack, his Venus flytrap do-rag,
oh my,
and his Bailey Quarter Speedo all ready to go. Just wait till you see what he does for Les Nessman. I'm actually looking forward to that tomorrow night. It's on. I'll give you the deets on that a little bit later. But there is a WKRP in Cincinnati live stream reunion for the 35th anniversary tomorrow night. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
That's right. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a absolutely gorgeous Tuesday evening, Metro Detroit. And, of course, we got EP, Gary, Matt, and a video streaming minion, just one back there, joining Matt all on the other side of the glass, Mark. And we are going to try pizza coming up from Augie's Bar and Grill.
Augie's, you're on board.
That's in Madison Heights on John R. right there, Mark. So we'll do that. And, of course, it is also a...
Oh, I know what it is today. I have it right here, my friend. It is a Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday.
Take out the papers in the trash.
We'll be doing some trashing. Get your trashing together. We'll do it on Twitter as well with the hashtag TT, Trash Talking, Twitter Tuesday. Anything you want to trash, you do it here tonight, fast, loud, and strong a little bit later on our prompt. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Tigers are underway. It's Hutchison against Sanchez tonight. Annabelle and Drew Hutchison of the Toronto Blue Jays. Don't got to see Mark Burley in his 10-1 record this trip. That's always nice, just like you didn't have to see King Felix.
Now, how'd that work out for him?
Should be able to capitalize on this fine opportunity. Wait, Burley's pitching unbelievable for Toronto. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan. And we're going to eat some pizza.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan.
Rob, you know what that music means, don't you?
It's time to eat pizza.
It's time to eat pizza!
Look.
Oh, is that a pie or is that a pie? This is Augie's Pizza. Augie's Bar and Grill. John R. Madison Heights, 13 and a half mile.
Yes.
The address, put it in your phone. Commit it to memory. 31660 John R. 31660. Phone number again to put in your phone so you have it on that automatic dial. 248-588-3120. Let me say that again for you people out there. I have not taken my first bite yet. 248-588-3120. Check it at Augies, A-U-G-I-E-S, .net.
Hey, Matt, can you pull in on me?
Matt has already taken a picture of me holding my pizza. It'll be on the Parker and the Man Facebook page. Pronto! Hold on.
Mark. Nice and cheesy. Oh, man.
Outstanding.
Very good.
You know, people have just perfected this.
No, but this is really good. Nice and tender. Nice and soft, I should say.
Now, behind you, show the colorful menu and the colorful bucket. Because they got some great drink specials and things. And look at this. It's not just
home,
pizza.
Right. They got all kinds
burgers.
Of wings. They got everything.
Let me tell you this. Oh. Augie's has a special. It's hand-tossed dough, pepperoni, ham, bacon, onion, and green pepper.
Mm.
Hello. Got the meat eater. Let me swallow. Hand-tossed dough.
I wish I could talk when I'm eating.
Pepperoni, ham, bacon, and ground beef. Build your own pizza menu if you like. Pepperoni, fresh mushroom, Italian sausage, banana peppers. That's the off the build. I mean, come on. It's just loaded up.
Look at the cheese.
Dude. Toppings include the pepperoni, the ham, the onions, right. The green pepper, the tomato, the mushrooms, the black olives, the pineapple, the green olives, the banana peppers. Those are your pepperoncinis. Your jalapenos.
All right, where are the guys? Come in and get a pizza.
Hey, EP.
Come, you guys come
jalapenos. How about the premium toppings? Bacon, ground beef, grilled chicken, Italian sausage, double cheese. Make it cheesier.
Are you guys coming to get pizza, please?
Every one of the pizzas is hand-tossed, made to order, with homemade sauce, and I can taste it already. I'm a sauce guy, you know that. That's how I judge, is on sauce. Fresh toppings and the highest quality cheeses.
Very good.
Don't take my word for it. Call them at Augie's at 248-588-3120. I would do it tonight at 7:30.
Mm.
Call for a carryout. Do whatever you like.
All right, Mark.
Tuesdays.
What is that?
$6 all-you-can-eat tacos on Tuesdays.
Wow.
11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Buy a $5.99 small one-topping pizza and get a free 32-ounce pitcher of beer. Are you crazy? They must be nuts at Augie's. Thank you. They got team trivia. Quizzo team trivia, 8 to 10 p.m. Karaoke, 10 p.m. Just head over to Augie's. What am I going to tell you? And check out the new website. What is it? Augie's.net. Augie's.net. How can we talk when we're eating?
All right, we're good. I want you guys to come in and get some of this.
I got an idea. Okay. We'll continue to tell you about Augie's all night because they're our Juniza.
It's our second day of
prime pizza location of the month. That's our second day. And so we got a sports wrap coming up. We'll get you caught up what's going on.
I'm going to take more of your phone calls. If you have
is it an issue?
On the Tigers, or is it just the weather? Because you know what? Some people, I get the money thing. Mark, sometimes you don't have money.
Rob.
You cut out the going out to games.
I got a question. Whether it's Augie's or anybody else, let me ask you. You have two businesses. You got a couple businesses. Your business dropped 10%. Would you be alarmed?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. You have to, if you're the Tigers, because you know what? You would say to yourself, well, some of these other teams, they didn't drop. Why didn't they? Everybody, it wasn't, Mark, it's a 1% across the board for Major League Baseball. The Tigers got 10%. Why are they 10? If they had a 1%, which is the average for 30 teams.
You think it's more than weather?
I think it's more than weather. I just do.
248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and Amanda. Detroit's 1130. WDFN, the fan. We're eating Augie's pizza tonight, people. You should be, too.
What did he say? Him say.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All right, I've already got my second selection, which is the Big Meat Lovers right here. But Tuesdays at Augie's is the thing. And, of course, Rob, have you noticed this is a Tuesday?
It is. I see. Very
We have a Trash Talking Tuesday, Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday.
And we're going to talk to Steve, the owner of Augie's, coming up. We're going to get a sports wrap first, Mark. And they also threw it on a couple of
wings. Oh, look at the wings.
A couple of wings on the side as
Hello.
Well.
Hello.
So, you know, we're all good to go. All right, let's get you caught up with it's time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile between Out of Drive and Mile.
Well, as Ernie would say, the Tigers are kicking up their heels in the second. Men on first and second with Austin Jackson up. No score. Second inning at Comerica. Tigers are back for a little mini homestand with the Jays and the Red Sox. We're heading on the road again. But nothing happening so far. Anibal Sanchez and Drew Hutchison for Toronto tonight. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and Mann, presented by Sporty Cuts. Other baseball, American League Indians already have a 3-0 lead on the Red Sox in the second. A's and Yankees just getting cooking. The rest of these things will start in the American League as well pretty soon. Interleague, got a bunch of interleague series this week. Braves and Mariners going at it in Atlanta, 4-0 Atlanta already in the second. No score Rays and Marlins in Miami in the second. Nothing doing for the Royals and Cardinals also in the second. Twins Brewers coming up. National League, a couple of games underway. Phillies Nationals, no score third. Of course, the Phillies don't play big league baseball, according to Larry Boa. Only played for that team for 15 years. Reds over the Giants in Cincinnati already 4-1 in the second. Just 2 days away now from the 2014 Major League Draft. Tigers picked 23rd in the first round. French Open Tennis quarterfinals. Ernest Gulbis, in his first slam semifinal with the upset of six-seed Tomas Berdych, 6-3, 2-4. Novak Djokovic, also in the semis, there's no stunner, with an easy three-setter. Maria Sharapova needed three sets to beat Garbin Blanco, and Eugenie Bouchard of Canada also makes the semis for the women at Roland Garros, 7-6, 2-6, 7-5. It's the French that gets to Rob every time.
No matter what I'm doing, I'm going to look up.
Roland Garros. Merci beaucoup along the Champs-Élysées. Tomorrow's the draw for the 146 Belmont Stakes, California Chrome, a mile and a half away from the first horse racing Triple Crown in 36 years. That is your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. Let's bring him in, the guy who is honoring us with his presence, and I mean honoring us with his presence tonight. It's Steve from Augie's. Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're doing great. Oh, my goodness gracious, the pizza's
I don't know
delicious.
If you're watching me right now, Steve.
I am, as a matter of fact.
Well, the pizza is delicious.
Dude.
Nice and cheesy, what I had.
Off to his.
Awesome.
I had the ones, what did I have, Mark? I had the pepperoni, the green pepper.
Loaded up.
Right.
I just took the meat lovers after
the
having a pizza
that
I
all that. That stuff is really good. A lot of cheese. Nice and the soft. The crust, very soft. Very good.
Great. I'm glad you guys are liking it.
Steve, you know this is a competition, so we're not holding back here.
No, absolutely. And you know what? I know you guys aren't going to pull punches. I mean, if it wasn't quality, you'd let us know. But
hey,
I know our product stands up.
Steve, you're talking to Rob Parker here. You already know I'm not gonna pull punches. And
absolutely not.
You
and
know
you
how?
You know what? As a fellow business owner, I can appreciate your honesty, and that's all I'm looking for.
Absolutely, we would tell you. I mean, it's very good,
dude. Good, I don't know good. How I'm gonna make it through this seriously because there's so much here. You were kind enough to send a lot with us, but tell
well,
two. Tuesday.
I want to make sure you guys get the full spectrum of what we got going on there. I even had a little birdie tell me that Rob loves some wings. I'd throw some in there, too.
You already know it. You know what I'm munching on.
Goes with the side. You're getting the applause for it there, Steve. Now, Steve, Tuesday seems like a big night at Augie's. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, Tuesday's the big night for us, for sure. We start the day off with all-you-can-eat tacos. We make those from scratch, too. Oh. We make the shells from scratch. Oh. That's all you can eat for $6. That goes 11 to 4. And then as soon as 4 o'clock hits, it's all about Tuesday pizza night. We do a 32-ounce pitcher free every time you buy one of our small pizzas. You get a small pizza for $5.99, any one topping you want on there, and we bring you out a nice cold.
Steve, I even said, how do you pitcher. Do it? How do you do that?
That's unbelievable.
You know, sometimes you got to bite the bullet one day to make people happy, and that's what we're, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, that's pretty nice to get a 32-ounce pitcher with a small pizza. It's not like you're asking somebody to come in and buy a $25 pizza to get some beer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Getting, our small pizzas are 4 slices. It's perfect for one guy. You know, you come in, you get it, and if you're not a big drinker, you get a pitcher of pop. You know, whatever. We want to make you happy.
And you do the trivia and the karaoke on Tuesdays?
Yep, absolutely. Trivia starts at 8 o'clock with Quizzo, and then Julie Haven hosts our karaoke every Tuesday night. That goes at 10. So we got some, you know, Tuesday's a busy day. We got something going on for everybody.
Rob, why don't you sing Steve something so we can understand that you should not be ever a part
of
karaoke.
I'm not a singer. I can't do it. Steve, you already know.
Except on Thursdays when he sings all those damn theme songs, Steve.
There you go.
He does it at that point. Well, it's just great stuff. And you're right there on John R., what, 13 and a half?
Yep, we're at 13 and a half. We're right real close to 75, and, you know, you can pretty much get to us anywhere in the city coming north or south on John R., and then, like I said, 75,
right
at 14 there. So, yeah, we're real close to everybody.
Number again is 248-588-3120. I already said commit it to memory. Put it in the phone and keep it there. And you got a website at Augies. That's AUGIES.net. Dude, I don't know what else I can tell you.
I want one of those buckets, too, for you guys. If you guys ever do a little birthday celebration and whatnot, that's kind of how we reward people. You do a birthday party reservation, we hook you up with a bucket.
We're showing it right now at parkingtheman.com.
So,
there are koozies in there, too.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah, a little for you guys.
Dude.
I got mine.
You have set us up big time.
Yes. Hey, Steve, we really appreciate it, and good luck in the competition. The pizza is outstanding. The wings are outstanding. Everything, and... I'm glad you could be a part of it. Seriously.
Yeah, maybe we'll see you, Rob, on Monday nights. Those wings are 40 cents all night.
Oh, you already know.
Steve, you already got us hooked. We're going.
All right. I gotta stop by there. Thanks a lot, Steve, and have a great night. Thanks for everything.
You got it.
There he is, Steve from Augies. Again, it's Augies.net. It's so simple now. Put the number in your phone, go to the website, you can see all the same stuff we're showing you now. The drink menu is outstanding too. I wish we could have done that tonight.
Yeah, we got a menu, we got everything.
Can I have that for a second?
They said 40-cent wings on Monday?
Look at the face.
Look at that.
I know that.
Right?
I should see the minions. They're all about 40 cents.
Well, you know me.
Daiquiris, pina colada. You know what? We couldn't have done this. By 8 o'clock, we would have to be legally off the air.
EP, we might have a new wing spot, to be honest.
Might.
Yeah.
Might. I think you do.
All right. 248-848-1130 is the telephone number, Mark.
Look, I think if you're going to bring this up about the drop in attendance early on at Comerica for 2014, and you want to throw Prince into the mix because he's gone, there's a lot of 28 jerseys I still see at Comerica. A lot of 28.
He had a lot of fans. He's a guy, Mark, he wasn't born here. He grew up here.
Let me do it. You can't have it both ways. You can't tell me that Prince Fielder has been part of the Tiger landscape literally for a quarter century, almost a quarter century.
Well, at least 20 years when I first got here.
Seth got here in 91.
Right. I got here. You're right, Mark.
You're playing that game again.
I always forget it.
It's a quarter century.
You're right. It's 23 years.
And then when he goes, after you finally get him here for two seasons, and he has bust-out numbers, it could have been better, but the regular season alone was a reason to buy tickets to go see 28 hit of baseball.
He had a bad, terrible postseason. We get it. But the two regular seasons, I'm telling you, Prince did what he wanted.
It wasn't Gary Moeller night bad, but it was pretty bad.
But Prince, no, nothing as bad as that. When they call the police on the coach of Michigan because he's
that's a bad night.
That's a bad night. They call the police in because he's abusing his wife at a restaurant
in front of people,
allegedly.
Well, we don't know. We didn't have camera phones back then.
I'm just saying. I'm just going to throw that out there. So
I said it the other day. Can you imagine if that had happened today?
And, Mark, what do I always say? You know how bad it had to be? Because normally you would never, if you're the owner of that restaurant, what's the last thing you want? Is that Gary Moeller's involved, right, at your spot?
Rob.
And you have to call the police?
It was so bad it happened on a Friday, and the press conference was the next morning.
I know, that's why.
Get rid of him.
That's what I'm trying to tell you is.
You know how I remember that? Because I had to go to that and it was the same day as the Doug Collins welcome press conference to the Pistons.
Well, Mark, am I right? If you're a restaurant owner.
How did the Doug Collins thing work out? What? I'm sorry. Yes.
I said, you're a restaurant owner. What are you like? The last thing you want to do is call the police. Am I right? But obviously he couldn't handle it. You don't want to call the police on him.
And when they did call the police, it turned out even worse.
Right.
Because he did his damage to the police. Why are we talking about Gary Moeller?
I don't know.
Poor Gary. Come on. It's been enough years. It's been 20 years have gone by.
All right. But anyway, we're talking about the Tigers' attendance dropped 10% the first 2 months, and baseball's overall attendance dropped 1%, but the Tigers 10%. We're asking the reason why. Weather, yes. I get the weather, Mark. I get the finances. People don't have all the cash and they're going to pull back on going out to get
I don't remember. Hey, Rob, remember April 13 being, you know, sunny Florida. You know, it's always going to be cold.
Absolutely. It's, right. It's never going to be great, great.
And by the time we started playing baseball, we didn't have February weather and March weather. That was really bad. If there had been baseball, then I'd understand when nobody showed up.
No, but I think the team just isn't as exciting. I think that small ball thing is just, you could take it or leave it. I'm telling you. And I think some people are leaving it. 248-848-1130.
All right, look, we'll talk more about this as we head towards 8 o'clock. We're getting ready for a little trash talking, but we really need to do this right now because I am still eyeing one more of those. The meat lover pizza. I'll just put it right here. Thank you. And just tell you that this is Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Augie's Pizza for Juniza 2014. Right here, June, is in the house. Thank you very much. Steve was just on. I want to eat. Detroit's 1130. WDFN the Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130. WDFN the Fan.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Hey, got to tell you, if you're heading out to various places around town, you're in your vehicle, you're moving around, you're shaking, summertime is on the way. It's already here, really. I mean, let's face it. Get your vehicle ready. Get it set. Even if you just need routine maintenance on your car, you take it to the pros. That's Mike and his great people at Expert Car Care, Rob Parker. Expert Car Care. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, to get you back on the road safe and sound, Mark, oftentimes the same day.
Service everything Expert does in your car. It doesn't matter what it is. Something as small as a wiper blade or something as major as an engine or transmission. And if you mention these guys, where's the cartoon care? Oh, you're way back there. Mention
there's no
these,
room in the room.
I'm telling you,
we need a bit.
We should have our own pizza studio. But if you mention these two cats, something good will happen to you.
You mean mention Parker and the Man, and you will not only receive a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
That's over $100, no hollers, savings passed on to you just for saying Parker and the Man. It's very simple. Expert Car Care, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, and 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Trash talking coming up. Don't forget tomorrow we're at Doc's Sports Retreat over there on Victor Parkway off 7 Mile, 275. You can't miss Doc's. We'll be there from 7 to 10. So be there for that. We broadcast live for the big car cruise thing that's happening over at Doc's. We'll tell you more about that later. All night long, I now feature the Augie's menu behind me, as you can see. So you can choose to see that behind me. Because if you're going to look at one of the two things on this particular camera that we have at ParkerTheMan.com or PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com, I would choose that to look at rather than myself.
All day.
I'm just saying. You don't have to add anything to that. And Rob features the bucket from Augie's and the koozies. Is right in front of him right now as he sits. And we're enjoying the pizza from Augie's. Again, check it out at Augie's.net. And we have a pictures galore and stuff now on our Facebook page. Parker and the Man Facebook page. That's Parker and the Man, of course. Not very fancy title, just our names.
All right, 248-848-1130 is the telephone number, Mark, as we get into the 8 o'clock hour. We also want to talk now. We did our little breakdown of the Lions. And it's so funny that now that a national
this was something.
Am I right? Mark, It's funny because you know what? The national guy picked the same thing as Mark Wilson picked a month ago or 3 weeks ago. I was a little more liberal. I gave the Lions one more win, but Mark Wilson has the same exact...
Right.
I'm not going to say what it is yet, but the same exact prediction as a USA Today sports writer.
Just a USA Today writer. It's a guy who's been doing it for a long time. He's one of the best in the business, and of course I'm going to give him his props now. Now, it's Nate Davis who made his picks. He saw the draft. Everything's done, free agency for the most part.
Went through the schedule, looked at everything.
And he picked all the teams where he thought he picked it all the way to the Super Bowl. I'll even start right now.
I'll tell you, the Super Bowl pick is lame, though.
A little bit.
A rematch, Mark, really? Seriously?
It's not a rematch.
I thought he had a rematch.
No, Seattle-Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. I thought
he's got the Colts and the Seahawks.
Okay.
So the Colts, he's giving a lot of props to Andrew Luck now that he's, busting out, what is this, year three for Andrew Luck? So in Super Bowl, what will now be called X-Licks, X-L-I-X, Super Bowl XLIX is coming up next year.
They have 15. A TV network, a TV. They make TVs, XLX, right?
XLX?
XLXI or whatever, I don't know.
Seattle over Indianapolis is his pick for the Super Bowl. So that would be a back-to-back for the Seahawks. And you think in the history, there has, you know, we've had the Patriots have gone back-to-back.
They're not winning again.
The Cowboys have done it. The Steelers did it twice.
Ain't happening.
49ers went back-to-back. Packers, of course, the original back-to-backers, the first Super Bowl 1 and 2. So it's happened. It's not unusual that a team that's hot would be remain hot the following year with Russell Wilson, a quarterback. But coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I'll tell you what, he picks the Lions at. OTAs are this week. There's a lot of guys missing today.
And now when you hear that other people outside, like here it is, the big coaching change. You got Jim Caldwell's got some Super Bowl pedigree. Mark, you got new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator. Oh, you know, all this stuff. They're going to tweak Matthew Stafford, and now they got this Ebron. They're going to play the Air Coryell offense. I've heard all this stuff. And people are saying they're going to win less games than they won a year ago.
Young people have no idea what Air Coryell is.
But that's what they keep talking about, Don Air Coryell.
Don Coryell was a former coach who kind of aired it out with Neil Lomax and company, right?
Well, no,
originally, who was it, Dan Fouts?
Dan Fouts.
Didn't he also, what else did Coryell?
Oh, no, he threw the football, Mark. Are you kidding?
I'm going to tell you, it's such an old reference now, I'm almost forgetting what Coryell did.
He threw the football, and you know what?
You said Air Coryell, and I know there's people, what's Air Coryell? Yeah. Is that an actual airline?
Don Air Coryell. That's all. But, Mark, in that era of the 70s and 80s, right, they used to run the football. So he was like a big deal that he was
Rob was in New York last week, and he actually sat on the runway for 3 hours with Air Coryell.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
EP wrote Don Corleone.
Yeah, right. There you go.
He didn't know Air Coryell. Don Corleone. I barely remember Don Corleell.
You know what has he done? Can you tell me?
What has he done? What has Don Corleell ever done?
I'll tell you one thing he never did. He never won.
No, he didn't. All right. No, never won anything.
So you can be Air Coryell all you want. You never won.
Coming up, we'll tell you what Nate Davis picks the Detroit Lions at from USA Today. A guy who's done this a long time. He knows a lot of football, and I really respect him today.
And I used to always tell Katrina to hold on to her bonnet. Hold on to your bonnet.
Oh,
with this pick.
Hold that to your bonnet.
You used to tell her that? I used to always tell her.
You kind of gave a little clue that I'm the one who also made this prediction.
Well, but I'm giving you props.
Thank you.
You did it 3 weeks ago, Mark.
I know.
Before the draft.
But I bet you people have forgotten.
Before the draft.
Before the draft. Because we said you got to do it before the draft.
We just went through the schedule, right, and looked at the team.
I argued with you. I said, can you at least give me until I normally do my line
no,
by line?
Because no. I told you would be able to read. You would be able to change after the draft. If
you're
you
so
change.
Moved by what the Lions do.
And do you want to change? I'm just curious.
No.
Want to change?
No, yes, I do.
Lower, stop.
Oh, down.
Stop. All right.
8 o'clock hour coming up, and then trash talk. We got a lot to do, and I got more pizza to eat right here, baby, from Augie's. You see a nice, fresh pizza. I'm telling you, people have come in from this building here at Clear Channel looking for this pizza. So, Steve, high propage to you. I'm taking my hat off if I had one. 248-848-1130 at Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Sports Wrap next as well on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.